o'clock hour of Wilde and Tausch, starring Joe Thomas and Barb's favorite member of the cast, Jesse Nelson. Jesse, you have Joe Thomas in your studio in the Everlight Solar ESPN Madison studios. It is Tuesday.
Oh, you do a power ranking?
Do you intend to do the power rankings even with Mr. Hall of Fame Beef, the meat guy,
Meat Santa,
as a guest?
Meat Santa. Meat Santa is what he likes to be known
as. Wetter the better. Meat Santa.
We had to do that again.
All right. Not my tagline.
So we've reviewed the Packers with Joe Thomas. We've reviewed the Badgers with Joe Thomas. I think it'd be great to get his thoughts on some of the top teams in the National Football League and how the Green Bay Packers stack up against them. And what better way to do it than with this week's ESPN NFL Nation Power Rankings? Huh? How about it?
It's a good idea, Jesse.
Even got this special music ready to go for.
I keep forgetting that we have to continue to pat you on the back and make sure that you're...
Well, Barb wants us to
make sure you're happy.
Barb appreciates that, as do I. Joe Thomas, entering week 12 of the NFL season, who do you believe is the best team in the National Football League?
You know, I'm going to put my Hall of Fame beef hat on this week's leader in the clubhouse in the Joe Thomas Hall of Fame beef NFL Power Rankings, and it is none other than the Indianapolis Colts, led by Wisconsin legend Jonathan Taylor. Just saw them a couple weeks ago in Berlin, Germany.
He should be
the
MVP.
They are a complete team.
He should be the MVP.
I hope he will. And it's a good year for it because there's not a clear favorite right now, a quarterback.
But they won't give it to him.
I don't know if he keeps up, but this makes, in overtime, he ripped off like a 60-yard touchdown run. Over 250-some yards rushing. Like, he's leading that offense. Obviously, Daniel Jones is doing a good job. Shane Steichen, their quarterback, had him in Cleveland. Their head coach, offensive coordinator, he's doing a great job setting them up for success on offense. Defense is playing tough. So I think that's a team that's well-balanced and well-situated for a long run as my best team in the NFL.
Wow. Okay, then who do you have? I like this better than the ESPN NFL Nation rankings. Who do you have as the second best team in the National Football
League? Wait a minute. Does ESPN agree with Joe or not?
They do not, but I don't want to spoil it.
I understand. Wanted to make sure we knew what was going on here.
Joe's, he's been over watching games. It's not the Colts. The Los Angeles Rams are the best team in football right now.
Well, now you're stealing my second point here.
Well, no, they're the best team in football right now. Just beat the Seahawks. They had Philadelphia on the ropes. Their quarterback's playing at a really high level. Their defense is good. Their coach is really good. The Rams are the best team in football right now.
Joe, where do you have the Rams? Are they your second best team then?
Well, I actually do have them as my second best team. Love Matt Stafford. I love a veteran presence at quarterback, a guy that's been there. The moment will never get too big for him. Sean McVay, same thing. Smart mind, can tailor his game plan each week to be able to beat the team that he's playing. They can morph from doing something on offense or defense and completely change back to the old Belichick days with the Patriots. You don't know exactly what you're going to get from him, but what you do know is solid, steady play at the quarterback position. He can throw the ball and score points with any team in the NFL. They're a very fundamentally sound defense. They don't make mistakes on special teams. And so I like the Rams. I think they're my second best team.
So is the panel in agreement? The Rams are the best team in the NFC. The Colts are the best team in the AFC?
No, I think right now, as we look at it, the New England Patriots are the best team in the AFC. Mm-hmm. They beat Buffalo. Their defense, led by with Mike Vrabel, is really good. And I always look when things are kind of muddied and it's like, oh, well, who do you like better here? Who do I trust and want at quarterback more? Drake May is a better quarterback than Daniel Jones. I trust him more. I think he's better. And it's not by a large margin, but New England's got the pelts. They're going to win their division. Indy's going to win their division. I don't think either of those two teams will go to the Super Bowl, though.
I think you made a great point. Who do I trust more? But I actually trust Daniel Jones more than Drake May.
Okay.
Drake May, young player, ascending. We haven't yet seen the second iteration of Drake May, and I say this a lot about young quarterbacks. A lot of times they come in, they play pretty well, but then as that book on them starts stacking up, you start getting all that film, you start getting those tendencies,
hits.
And then defenses start to pivot. and they start saying, okay, we're going to take away the things that you do pretty well, make you beat us with your weakness. We haven't yet seen what that is from Drake May, but it's coming. And we got to see that second evolution and see where he's going. Whereas Daniel Jones, one, it's not all on him on offense, obviously with Jonathan Taylor, but he's been through a lot more firefights than Drake May has. And he's a guy that I would trust more because he's not feeling like he has all the pressure on him right now. And he doesn't feel like he has to make all those plays. And he knows what it feels like to go through the ups and downs of an NFL career.
So I'm going to make a counterpoint to your counterpoint.
Wait. Two counterpoints?
Did we watch Pittsburgh Steelers-Indianapolis Colts game a couple weeks ago? Big game. Pittsburgh's leading their division.
I believe I was in Germany.
I think he had five or six turnovers.
I think I had to drink some Helles beer with some Germans.
And that is fantastic. I still don't know how those waitresses hold all those mugs. It's
a lot of practice. Like I tell my kids, you can get better at anything with practice. Oh, I think you and I could. I mean, there's a technique to it, but it is cool.
How many of those steins do they hold in?
There's a technique to everything in life. I think they're holding like 16 or something.
It is a substantial amount of stein.
A lot of steins.
So we don't know about Drake May. And listen, man, young quarterbacks, high pressure. We don't know how they're going to. We've seen the movie with Daniel Jones. It's never ended well.
New situation, though. I feel like
this is the
next revolution of Daniel Jones' greatness. If there was a first revolution.
It's a very limited revolution. But
that one playoff game against Minnesota.
Yep. That was great.
Yep, he was good.
Jason, anything you'd like to add before we review where the Packers land in the rankings?
Nope.
All right.
Because it's 11-28.
Number one, the Rams. This is according to ESPN's NFL Nation. Number one, the Rams.
Yeah, they're right this week.
Number two, the Eagles.
Offensively, that team is... they're not going to win the way they're playing offense.
Well, that's why their offensive coordinator is the person on the hot seat.
Number three, the Patriots. Number four, the Colts. So ESPN has the Patriots ahead of the Colts. They agree with Tausch.
No.
All it took was Joe being here. Now they agree with you on all the rankings.
It's weird how that works.
Yeah. Number five, the Denver Broncos.
Offensively, be worried, but that defense is stout.
Six Bills. Seven Seahawks.
Seahawks, kind of similar. I look at Daniel Jones and Sam Darnold very similarly. Very good regular season. They've been able to do some really good stuff.
Vikings could use both of them about now.
Or Rodgers. Vikings made a faux pas. I told you that they made a faux pas, and they're starting to feel it. Justin Jefferson's letting them know it. Vikings. Mm-hmm. Quarterback position. Go ahead, Joe.
No, I was just going to ask, who do you trust more, Sam Darnold or Daniel Jones? Because I totally see him the same way. Really?
I do.
See, I feel like Sam Darnold, in every big moment he's had in his career, he's stumbled, but not even just a little bit, like mightily.
Yeah, I'm
okay,
not
that's
gonna,
fine. That's your opinion.
No, I'm not going to sit and like. I'm not going to like burn at the stake on that one. But as far as looking,
don't
at,
burn my steaks.
You can't.
You want to keep them moist.
You don't even barely
you gotta
put them
keep
on
them moist.
Yeah.
Just a little.
You got to keep it. On both the wetter,
sides.
The better.
That's right.
That's what I hear. Number eight, the Lions. Number nine, the 49ers. Number 10, the Buccaneers. Those are all NFC teams ahead of number 11, the Green Bay Packers, down another spot from number 10. Last week, 11, the Green Bay Packers. And if you're keeping track, that's the... So we got the Rams, Eagles, Seahawks,
funny,
Lions.
Funny, the Bears are nowhere to be found in
Niners,
that.
Niners,
ahead of us.
Bucks. Packers are the 7th-ranked NFC team, right ahead of the Bears at number 12.
Joe,
division-leading Bears.
Joe, I'm going to float a theory at you, and I want you to let me know what you think.
I love a theory.
It's theory time with old T. This season, with all of those teams Jesse just said, and I think the Rams have elevated themselves that I think they are the best. Then I think there's a lot of really good teams when they're playing their best can beat anybody, and when they aren't, they can get beat. Detroit, Philly, Green Bay, Tampa, all of the teams Jesse just mentioned, San Fran. This one seed and not having to play in that first round in the NFC this year is the most important one seed in the history of football. You'll get both games at home. Everything is so tight that you not having to play in that first round. That first round, typically, if you're a 2 seed versus a 7, you look at it and say, oh, yeah, should be no problem. The only 7 to ever do it has been Green Bay beating Dallas. This year, you make an argument that if Philly has to play San Fran or Seattle, they ain't feeling great about that. Now, would they win? Maybe. But this is the year with the with how everything is bundled so tightly, like a Hall of Fame beef package. You need to get that one seed.
A little hyperbole there. I think the most important ever. Yeah, I think it's important because then you have to play fewer games. Obviously, you get the home games. But very important. Okay. I'll agree 99%. I'll agree 99%.
Come on in. The water's
I like
warm.
That. I like that. All right, Abe. There's your
yes, there we
I'm
go.
On board. Let's
water's
go.
Water's warm.
Yeah, baby. Great take.
Well, the
thank
water.
You. Thank you.
The water is warm in your brand new shower from Kohler Services. Am
Indeed
I right?
It is. If you are looking for a new shower or bath and you're looking to get a remodel, Kohler Services is the group for you. Family owned for 150 years, Kohler is your Wisconsin manufacturer providing care for life. And this month only, you get $1,000 off your Lugstone shower remodel. Zero interest financing for 12 months. Visit KohlerServicesWI.com to request your free quote. Fast professional installation is always included. Again, that is KohlerServicesWI.com.
More with Joe Thomas. It's Wilde and Tausch.
This is Wilde and Tausch, presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. Call Gina Della from Pella today, 855-PELLA-WI, and online at PellaWI.com/radio.
We have thoroughly enjoyed our time, but my management of the clock during your time with us has been suboptimal. I'm sure you're accustomed to that. I'm sure there were some times when the clock management in Cleveland wasn't very good. I'm curious.
Dang.
Ticket strays.
Well, it's
facts. Facts. Right. Okay, they're facts.
I do have still truth strays. As a defense. but Matt LaFleur, in our rankings, ESPN did, they have the person who is on the hot seats for each of the 32 teams. That's why I mentioned the offensive coordinator for the Eagles, because he was their writer's pick. Rob Domofsky picked Matt LaFleur. Is Matt LaFleur on the hot seat in your mind, and should he be?
No way. I think he's done a fantastic job. He's doing a good job developing your most important asset in the whole entire franchise with Jordan Love. I think he's brought a creative offense that works. He's been able to adjust a little bit what he wants to do to Josh Jacobs. Sure, they're probably not reaching expectations exactly right now, but that's the ebb and flow of the season. I think he's proven long enough that he's a great coach and he's a great leader, and there's no way, especially a stable franchise like the Packers. It's not like this is the Titans or like one of these goofy owners that wakes up one morning. The Browns have been more stable lately.
Okay, I will say that. Right.
They've stuck with their guy.
Look at you.
But if you got one of those goofy owners that, you know, wakes up one morning and somebody pissed in his Cheerios and he's like, ah, we got to get rid of everybody. Fire them all. You know, that thinks kind of like a fan when they get pissed off. What are the things I can control? Well, get mad, yell at everybody, and fire everybody, right? The Packers don't have that. He's not on the hot seat.
I think that there are a lot of Packers fans who disagree with you, but I personally
I think you're talking about the Packers franchise, and yes, stability has been everything, right? That was under Mark Murphy. It was under Bob Harlan. New executive decided not to extend Matt LaFleur. Mm-hmm.
Hey, that's okay. Light that fire. I'm okay, with that. Put the pressure
on. So let's say that Green Bay goes and loses in the first round of the playoffs again. Now he's got a 1 year. He's left of the 1 year deal. Do you extend him? Give him the 5 years, or what do you do if you're at policy?
Well, I think you extend him because there's a very, very strong chance that he has a great season next year. Now he's a free agent.
Yeah, and coaches don't typically go to free agency.
You never see it. Now, I mean, the money thing's not a big deal with coaches because teams are making so much money and it doesn't count against the salary cap.
Yep.
They can pay him whatever they want, but still. That's a bad look as a franchise and for the players when your coach is out there selling himself.
Yeah, and
on the
he would never allow himself to be a lame duck, I wouldn't think. I would think Matt LaFleur is going to either say extend me or not. Would be
fire me or extend me.
Yep.
Yeah, so I don't think it gets to that, but I think he's a great coach. And I know Packers fans are disappointed right now, but I mean, he's taking this team to the playoffs. He's making most of the right decisions. He's doing the things that are the most important, putting together a team that plays well together. You know, fundamentals have been a little sloppy on offense this year, but it's the NFL. There's ups and downs with every team, even teams that win the Super Bowl. Mm-hmm. Not everything's always perfect, and there's times in the season when the fans are pissed at the coach. That's just totally normal.
Jason, I get it. Quick follow-up for you guys. Because my argument has been, if they make the playoffs and whether they win a first-round game, lose a first-round game, my suggestion is he doesn't want lame ducks. He doesn't want to give 5-year extension. If the Packers came to Matt LaFleur and Goody and said, hey, Ed Policy says, look, I don't want you guys to be lame ducks, but what we did this year was not good enough. I'd like to extend you each by one more year. So you're not in a lame duck season. You're not in a walk season. You will have another year. And, of course, if you do get fired, you get paid that money. Would you, if you're Matt LaFleur, do you take that? Or do you say, you know what? I want to bet on myself. I'd rather be a free agent after this season if you think what I'm doing isn't good enough.
I think that's maybe your bluff. But I don't know if coaches
pass up money.
Do that, right? Yeah, I mean, you don't want to be sitting there talking in front of the team without a contract the next season. Like, right. It's just too much of a distraction as a head coach. You don't want that. As a head coach, they are masters of eliminating distractions around them. They hardly do anything that doesn't have a direct correlation to helping their team win in that moment. And you don't want that hanging over your head. And I think he takes the 1 year. Even if maybe there's something written in there about, you know, out clauses and things of that nature. But there's no way I think he would just say, I'm good. I'm going to play it out and see what happens.
And it's very difficult standing in front of a room, especially if you get off to a slow start and players looking at it and saying, I don't even know if this guy's going to be here.
Yeah, how are you going to get right. You guys to play for you? You don't want to be in that position as a head coach.
To get as a coach, first off, it's hard enough as a coach to get 53 guys to buy into roles and everything else.
A lot more money than you.
And they're going to look at it and say, if you give anybody any reason to not believe or trust mm-hmm. in what you're trying to do, that is very much business negligence, in my opinion.
Yeah, I would certainly agree. All right, Barb's favorite part of the program will have to be abbreviated.
Did she say that?
Today.
Did she say Barb's favorite part
well,
of the program?
Well, no, I just assume if Jesse's her favorite member of the cast, then his portion of the program would be her favorite.
I would think anytime Jesse is, you know, the numbers game, whatever it is, but we do need to hear your great question that you asked, that Vinny and the boys on Wisconsin's Morning News this morning told me, make sure you tell Will the attaboy. You must have elicited a great response from Matt LaFleur yesterday. Do you know what I'm talking about?
I don't. I know Jesse.
Okay, that's good.
I know Jesse asked a question of Barry Alvarez.
He wanted to slap me.
He said he wanted to slap him. So
who
I think
asked
that's
a better
the question we probably need
we
to play.
Can do who did it better?
We'll
Us Weekly style.
We'll do that next. It's Wildy and Tausch.
This is Wildy and Tausch, driven by Zimbrick Chevrolet in Sun Prairie on 100.5 ESPN. See their full inventory at ZimbrickChevrolet.com.
Well, Vinny and Eric and Pancake on Wisconsin's Morning News on 620. WTMJ, we'll have to wait till tomorrow to get to my question, which I had so many good questions yesterday, I don't even know which one they're talking about.
That's how you're spinning it.
And then there was, of course, the one where it appeared that maybe the camera operator fell asleep during my question. So instead...
That's a long day for those camera people.
Is it?
Yeah.
Not sure it is.
Tausch, you're carrying water for the cameraman's union. Great job, there, buddy.
I'm laughing because we all know Jason. You like asking long questions.
I like getting good answers.
He's a detailed man. Mm-hmm.
Jesse asked a question, though, of Coach Alvarez yesterday.
This will go well.
Without further ado, I turn it over to Barb's favorite cast member.
Do you think that Coach Fickell can get Wisconsin to where Coach Bielema has Illinois right now?
I don't see why not. We've been there before. I mean, it's not like it's uncharted territory. You know, we've been to the top of the league. We've beaten everyone in the league. You know, I don't think Luke's intimidated by Ohio State or Michigan or Penn State or Oregon or anyone else. But you got to go do it. But we have done it before. It's not like it's impossible. You know, it's you're taking a team that's never won before and expect them to win the league. This school's been to the Rose Bowl. It's won the league. It's had success before. So you know it's done. But to me, it all starts with keeping those kids in Wisconsin at home. You know, if you have eight good ones, eight guy Division I players, those eight have to play for us. Okay? Because they can play for anybody. Or you're going to end up playing against them. And so if you want to do that, that's where it starts.
Guys, you think that Coach Fickell can get Wisconsin to where Illinois is now with Coach Bielema and surpass it?
Absolutely where Illinois is, for sure. I mean, if he could get there, he could get to the next level too. But, you know, to get there is going to take some work, and we got to recruit the state, and we got to keep those guys in the state, as Coach said. And then we got to, pull the right pieces together.
I would hope that our expectation would be, Illinois has not done what Wisconsin's done. Like, what
it's a cloud question,
hell?
Bro.
Like, no.
That's almost
back
a
to where we were.
Question. That's actually an embarrassing question.
I don't like it, Jesse.
Yeah, but did he say? Did he say what Wisconsin?
You,
oh my goodness! Oh my goodness!
Notice, wow,
that turned. That went a long time. It turned quick.
Yeah, wow. Yeah. He gave like a serious answer, and then the next thing you know, he's saying he's going to slap you.
Yeah. I think he was so surprised that somebody would have. The gall.
The temerity.
Wow, look
to
at you.
Be able to ask such a humiliating journalist.
When I followed up with them running out of time, but I said, am I wrong? Is Illinois not a level above what Wisconsin's been the last couple of years?
Yeah, but you don't aspire to be 4-3 in the conference right now, which is where they are. Like, I understand they're better than us right now, but that's not where Wisconsin wants to be. We want to be at the top of the league.
Understood, is Barry good with Bielema?
He said yes. He said obviously the ending was.
That is not what I asked.
Is what
is no? I know what he said.
No, okay. I would tell you this, Brett and Barry. I think there was obviously some consternation at you know, those two are in a good place.
Okay, that's what I wanted to know.
He told stories about how they would go on walks at noon every day.
Yeah,
when
that was
Bielema
when he was here. I'm saying there was a cold stretch.
Yeah, there was. Yeah,
and now those two get along fine.
Yes, he said last night they're in a good spot. Yes.
Now Jason does not. He's still blocked.
Yeah, I don't. I'm okay. I'm okay with him blocking me. I'm also okay with Reggie Miller because I don't really want to say anything from Reggie Miller either. Tausch, what I do want to see is you telling me about Prize Picks.
Yeah, and I'm still irritated about Sunday with Jordan Love not getting that ninth yard rushing. That was irritating. Josh Jacobs, why didn't we review if he scored the touchdown? If he does, old T would have been cashing in, but Prize Picks is still a really fun way to play. It's as simple as it gets. All you do, pick more or less on two players, get them right, cash in. They also, Prize Picks has stacks. Pick the same player up to three times in one lineup. You want more on Giannis's points. Well, I'd hold off on that. But the good news is, if you do have a player like Giannis who gets injured, you got injury reboots. Your player leaves in the first half, which Giannis did, doesn't return, it won't count as a loss. Download the Prize Picks app today. Use code WI to get $50 in lineups after your first $5 lineup. Again, that is code WI on Prize Picks. Prize Picks, it's good to be right.
We'll wrap things up with the meat guy, the meat Santa, Joe Thomas. Next, it's Wildy and Tausch.
This is Wildy and Tausch, brought to you by Grassland Butter. Grassland Dairy is Wisconsin. Learn more at grasslandbutter.com.
We're out of time. Joe Thomas has to get over to Gotham Bagels and pick me up my salt bagels that I like.
Oh, you and me both, brother.
I am on HallOfFameBeef.com right now. Mm. You can see the beautiful Thomas family. Mm. You can see the new package that, what is it again? Meat Santa has put together.
Yeah, the Vortex Deer Camp Vortex Box limited release. I think we've got like 60 left right now. I just checked our inventory. We only made 100. And it's a great value. If you add up all those pieces and then what you're paying for it is about 50% of what it's all worth.
The Deer Camp box is available there. I personally have moved into the Hall of Fame bundles section of the website because I need to order more sticks.
What
and
are you?
Else,
oh, you're a big so. Stick guy.
That apple cheddar beef stick is the best beef stick I've ever had, and I am a big fan of those.
Okay.
So that's on my, my order list. And I've got my hat, so that's the most important thing. All right, Joe. Thank you for your time, my friend. We appreciate you. Text us anytime you want to come on again.
Guys, I love this. I completely ignore all other texts that go on shows. And even when people are like, we'll pay you. I'm like, no, I don't want to do that. I want
good
to do
news
what
is
I want
we
to do.
Never offer that. You actually break
problem. Because I just want to do stuff that's fun. If I'm not on the farm or with my kids, I want to do fun stuff. And it's always fun when I get to come
we
and hang out with you guys.
We appreciate you,
so
Joe Thomas, you old rascal.
That was all right.
All right, that's it for us today. Back to Barb's favorite star of the show tomorrow. Have a great day. Take care. Be good.
Miss any of today's episode of Wilde and Tausch, presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin? Commercial-free full show podcasts are available free on the ESPN Wisconsin app.